Up next on Reno Public Radio, we're getting ready for Dia de la Gente. It's happening tomorrow at Reno Little Theater. And here with all the details, Tammy Castillo Shelton. She's the series curator for La Gente and here to tell us all about tomorrow's celebration as well as new Latin theater coming to the Reno Little Theater. Tammy, welcome.
Well, thank you, Dana. We are very, very excited by what we are offering tomorrow. And Dia de la Gente really is a celebration of the community. We want everyone to feel from whatever age, from young to old, that they have a chance to come and get a little bit of a taste of what's happening on Wells and also what's coming up in the new season, which is called La Gente. And it's a Latino theater series, but it's welcoming to all the community. To be able to celebrate the Wells District, what we're doing is looking at some of the local community itself. Latinos is a wide, large word.
It includes a lot of people, doesn't it?
And when you look at Wells, you'll see those from the Mexican community, El Salvador. You'll see some folks from Cuba. So the La Gente series itself also is celebrating that with shows that will represent not only the Latino American experience, but also touching on some Spanish issues as well as in art forms, as well as an artist that is from the state of Nevada. And it's wonderful to be able to celebrate and support an up-and-coming playwright that's from Nevada who's also Latino.
This is going to be fantastic. Now, we'll talk about the plays in just a moment. First, let's talk about what's going to be happening tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Reno Little Theater. They're at 147 East Pueblo Street. It's a free full-day cultural festival featuring Latin American culture, food, dance, music, crafts, artists. I don't know where to start. Let's start with the food.
When you look at or think about the Latino culture, you're going to think food. And especially when we're thinking 10 o'clock a.m. till 2 o'clock, probably a little bit lighter fare. So we've contacted and connected with El Mundo Latino.
Yum.
And so we're going to have some wonderful fresh vegetables and fruits and things along that line, like you would normally see if you were walking around a fiesta or a fair, as well as Los Palomas. We'll be looking at some baked goods, some very fine baked goods. And then just kind of going with some of the other vendors and sodas as well as some of the candies, because at a festival or fiesta, you always want to have something for everyone. But you're celebrating the life and the fun.
So this is a great way to go to one place and taste test all of the wonderful businesses on Wells Avenue.
It truly is
and
a sampler.
See what they're selling. That's going to be nice.
Exactly. And the neat thing is that even looking at it in just 4 hours, we're going to be able to truly have a nice, easy way of sampling a lot of different and experiencing a lot of different styles of not only food, but also the art forms themselves.
Now, tell us about the music. What kind of music is going to be here?
We have the Reno Philharmonic Mariachi Band. 20 members will be coming and performing tomorrow. They are absolutely outstanding young people.
I didn't know that they had a mariachi band. That's wonderful.
They do. And they are very skilled. They're under some wonderful direction. And they have beautiful hearts. They are going to be there the whole time.
Nice.
We have them performing at a couple different times. They'll be kicking us off at 10 o'clock a.m. They're a 20-member mariachi band. And they not only do traditional and songs and things like that in Spanish, but also just have wonderful artistry. And outstanding, you know, excitement and energy. So they're going to be great. We also have Gloria Stanley. She is a community member and a wonderful, wonderful musical and vocal artist. She has done some recording herself. Her and her husband will be performing tomorrow, and they'll be doing traditional fare. And then we'll also be doing a play reading, and that's going to be excerpts from Blood Wedding by Federico Garcia Lorca.
Nice.
And he's a Spanish playwright. Mm. Yes, in 1930s, this play was written. Traditionally, Blood Wedding has such an interesting connection to not only, I'd say, theater, but also dance and music. It traditionally has a large flamenco piece in it, kind of like, I guess, a West Side Story in its way. But Lorca has a beautiful way of writing in a very poetic form, as well as bringing images and just the sultriness, as well as in some ways some of the darkness to the fated lovers, really is what we're talking about. This piece has actually translated into English, and one of the reasons I chose to do that was just as an educational component, to be able to share the dialogue and some of the text itself in a welcoming way. And I'm hoping to do this in the future, the show itself in its original form. And so the neat thing about it is we have basically five actors that will be working through about five different scenes from the show, and that'll give an overall kind of taste to the play, as well as taking on a number of different characters themselves. So that's the fun thing about play readings, is that you might see someone who's traditionally not that age playing a part, and what a great thing for an actor to have that opportunity.
That sounds great.
Very much so.
Now we're talking with Tammy Castillo Shelton. She's the curator for La Gente Latino Theater at Reno Little Theater. The series starts in January, and they're having an open house of sorts tomorrow, a cultural festival from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the RTL building, 147 East Pueblo Street. There'll be music, dance, crafts, art, food, stage plays, live music, all kinds of fun going on. Fun for everybody in the community. It's open to all ages, and it's a free festival. Now, Tammy, tell us about why you wanted to start La Gente Latino Theater at RLT.
This is going into my seventh year here in Reno. I'm a transplant, and I very much from Oregon, and I very much feel like this is my home now. When I was in Oregon, I worked with a group called Miracle Theater. They started off with a dream and have become a cultural center themselves, unto themselves in downtown Portland. And in doing that, when I came here, one of the things that I worked on was going to the schools of theater arts and presenting theater and dance into the grade schools and middle schools, working with arts integration. What I noticed in working in some of these schools is that we didn't have a lot of connection with the Latino community as far as their art form and their culture. And so as a fun thing, I asked teachers what they would like to see, and they said, well, we'd love to see some of the cultural experience. Bring us in and show us some of the stories and the legends. So we did that through dance and through theater. And what they noticed and expressed to me was that the kids were so happy to share something of their culture and country. Traditionally, they were very quiet in the classroom. And what happened was they realized that the other kids who were not of their culture started having a great time doing the dances or expressing the theater or some of the stories and legends. And they started blossoming. And it became a bridge. And I truly believe that our arts and culture become a bridge of understanding and a communication, so that once we share them, experience them together, it tears down walls, and it helps to support and empower each of us with a way to have a shared communication and definition of say, just a background of who we are and where we come from. And then we have the ability to then have a foundation to build even a stronger community together.
And that's what you're hoping the theater series will do for
Very
the entire
so.
Community. Now, Tammy, let's talk about the plays. They start in January. There's one in January, then March, and then June. What kind of plays are we going to be enjoying?
Mi Vida Katana is a 45-minute show that will not only kick off at Reno Little Theater, but will tour hopefully into quite a few of our high schools, is what we're focusing on. It has issues of dealing with a family and a young person who's a street person in Spain. And the issues that it's dealing with are loss. So one of the characters' parent was killed basically in one of the wars, the Iraqi wars. And it also deals with race issues, the gypsy population that went to Spain. It's a takeoff on Romeo and Juliet, and has a Latino flavor to it. And it has a wonderful way of integrating English and Spanish together, so that you really are able to get through listening to the show and feel like you can connect, even though you might be hearing something in Spanish, or you might be hearing it in English if you're a native Spanish speaker. And so with all of that, it's a wonderful piece to introduce and to connect with, as well as bring up some thoughtful ways of thinking about different issues in a non-threatening way. And so very thoughtful.
I like this. I like it very much. So Mi Vida Gitana is in January. There are two more plays for the La Gente Latino Theater series. It's going on at Reno Little Theater. I know that the board for Reno Little Theater has had this idea for many years. It finally came to fruition with help from Nevada Humanities, the Community Foundation of Western Nevada, and the National Endowment for the Humanities, as well as City of Reno and Artworks. Big thanks to them for making such a great series possible. You can get a taste of all of these activities tomorrow at Reno Little Theater. They're at 147 East Pueblo Street. Showtime is 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's a big cultural festival to introduce you to La Gente, the Latino theater series at Reno Little Theater. And my guest is Tammy Castillo Shelton. Now, it's going to be a fun day of activities tomorrow. And let's talk a little bit about the ofrenda, because we're coming up on El Día de los Muertos. This is El Día La Gente. And we have an ofrenda going on in the lobby of the building.
We do. And the ofrenda actually is a wonderful memorial. That's truly what it is. And many countries in Latin America do it and share these kinds of experiences, as well as Europe and Asian cultures, where basically once a year we take a little bit of time to breathe and to remember those that have passed and take some time to just put up pictures or bring down a piece of memento or a food that maybe the person liked. And we don't pray to it. We're basically remembering the person and just lifting them up and giving ourselves a moment just to take time to stop for a second and feel that wonderful healing power of the remembering someone, but at the same time of I guess, that purpose of that life. We move so fast in our world that many people have shared with me that two things they're afraid of. One is dying by themselves, and the second is being forgotten. And so the ofrenda gives us an opportunity to come together as a community and to celebrate those lives and to share in healing and also joy.
And people are invited to bring something down to the ofrenda.
They can bring it to the ofrenda. And, you know, if they don't have a chance to actually come down to the theater, they can actually send me a picture via email, and I'll be happy to print it off and put it up on the wall for them if they'd like that as well.
That's lovely. Now, everything is happening tomorrow, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's a fun day of cultural activities at 147 East Pueblo Street. Food, music, dance, theater, arts and crafts, storytelling, and it's all to celebrate La Gente Latino Theater at Reno Little Theater. You can find details and tickets for the theater series as well at the website renolittletheater.org. It's renolittletheater.org. Tammy, thanks so much for such a great series. I can't wait. And we really appreciate your efforts to bring our cultures together.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support in all of this and look forward to seeing the community come down and share this event with us in the coming year.